This is Rabbi Nissan L. Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, March 16th, 2022. We begin Chaf Dalet, Amud Aleph 24a. First section, the black text, Rabbi Shem Gamliel. I put down the rule in the Mishnah that it's, you know, you can't say fish pond yes or enclosure for animals no, or this yes, no, whatever. They're not all the same. Rather, coal, that's from the last Amud. Kol ha-mechusar, now we're on top, right, of our page. Kol ha-mechusar tzeda, anything, any animal or fish which lacks, all right, trapping, meaning it is not yet trapped or considered trapped. So it's usher then, all right, you cannot trap it on yontif. V'she'ena mechusar tzeda, something which does not lack trapping, i.e. it is already trapped. So mutter, you're allowed to take it. Once it's pre-trapped, you're allowed to take it. But each case has to be judged individually, based on the type of animal and the enclosure, etc. Okay. Gemara starts with a question, right? Our Mishnah said, the Tanakhama and the Mishnah, right? Now let's go back. Pre-Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said that you cannot take from the fish pond, but you can take animals from the enclosure. Viriminu, right? We ask from another source, Bibarin shel chayav shel ofos, an enclosure of animals or birds, ein tzad mehem b'yantif, you may not, right, trap them or take from them on yantif, ve'enos in l'fnei mezonos, and you may not put food in front of them. Exactly the opposite of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you may take them and you may put out food. Now we have you can't take them, you can't put out food. All right. Kasha chaya achaya, kasha ofos ha-ofos, right? We have a contradiction, a kasha, between the animal in our Mishnah and the animal in this source, all right, this Tosefta source. And we have a contradiction between the birds in the Mishnah and the birds in the Tosefta. Now the Gemara is going to resolve them one at a time. Bishlama chaya achaya lo kasha. Right, it is well and good that there is no contradiction between the animal which is permitted in the Mishnah and the animal which is prohibited in the Tosefta, because they represent two different opinions of two different sages. Okay, HaRabbi Yehuda, HaRabbanan. One is the position of Rabbi Yehuda. The other is the position of the Rabbanan, the Chachamim. It's not. Now it's going to tell you, right? It's going to flesh out the positions of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hatzad tzipor lemigdal utzvila bayit chayav. Rabbi Yehuda says, right, if you trap a bird into a closet or a deer into a house, you are liable, right? You're liable for trapping. I lebayit huda mechayev, right? Bringing the animal to a house is considered trap your chayav. Aval lebibarin lo. But if you only bring it into enclosure is outside, it's a little bit larger, the house is smaller, it's not considered trapping. Okay, that position of Rabbi Yehuda is the position of the Tosefta, who says, since when you bring it into the enclosure, it's not considered trapped, when you go and take it on yontif, you have essentially trapped it. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim argue on Rabbi Yehuda and say as follows. Tzipor lamigdal. Yes, if you bring a bird into a closet, it's considered trapped. Utzvi and a deer, lagina lachater, ulabibarin. All right, if you bring a deer into a garden, courtyard, or an enclosure, it's considered trapped. And therefore, when you take it on yantif, it's not considered trapping because it's already been trapped. That's the position of our Mishnah. So the Chachamim are the authors of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Tosefta. Good. Finished. Ella, so we solved the problem of the chayav, the animal. We did not yet solve the problem of the bird. So Ella ofos ha ofos kasha, where we remain troubled and vexed by the contradiction between the birds which are permitted in the Mishnah and prohibited in the Tosefta to take on yantif. Now the Gemara says, well, b'chi tema, maybe you'll say hanami lo kasha. This also is no problem, so we're going to set up an answer, then we're going to smash it down. Ha bibibar mikora, ha bibibar she'ena mikora. Right, one is talking about a enclosure which has a roof, and that of course would be the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says you're allowed to take it. So when you bring it in the enclosure with the roof, the bird can't fly away because there is a roof. And therefore, you can take it on Yontif. It's considered trapped. The Tosefta, which says you can't, there's a B-bar, it's an enclosure. It's not roofed, right? She'eino mekora. It doesn't have a roof. And therefore, it is not considered trapped when you take it on Yontif. You're trapping it, and you can't do it. Why? Right? Why can't we say that? Because the habayit, a house, my house has a roof, the kibibar mikora dummy, and it, right, that has to be equivalent and similar to the roofed enclosure. And bein the Rabbi Yehuda, bein the Rabbanan, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim agree, tzibar lamigdal in, right, taking a bird and putting it into a closet is considered trapping. But labayit lo, right, to a house, even though there's an enclosure, the bird flies around, it's hard to get. It's not considered trapped, therefore you can't take it on, right, Yontif. So it can't. We can't say, right, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim would not agree that a bibar mikore, the bird is considered trapped. So Ella, there's no Ella, right? Just kidding. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, says Rabba bar Rav Huna. Right, Rabbi, the son of Rav Huna, says, "Hacha in our Tosefta, what kind of bird are we talking about? Bitzipar droraskinan, a free bird. She'ena mekabelas marus, it doesn't accept, right, a mar, an authority, an ownership. It's flying around. It doesn't care. It doesn't care what you're doing to it. It's out of here. Right? There's a certain aggressive, free kind of bird that's not considered trapped when you bring it into the enclosure." Therefore, it's not considered trap. You cannot take it on Yontif because you're then trapping on Yontif. A regular bird, a regular bird has no authority issues. Right? That's considered trapped in the enclosure. Therefore, you can take it on Yontif. Right? The Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, the house Rabbi Shmuel learned Lama Nikra Shma Tzipor Dror. Right? Why is this bird called a free bird, a tzipor dror? Shedara, because it lives, bebayis, kivisadeh, right? Lives in the house like it does in the field. It's all over the place. It's out of here, right? It's free range roaming no matter where you put it. And therefore, it's not a question of who's the author, but they're simply talking, the Tosefta and the Mishnah, talking about different types of birds. Okay, hashta da asis lahachi, right? Once you have come to such an answer that we're distinguishing between cases, so chaya achaya nami lokasha, we can solve the animal. We don't have to resort to Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. We can say that the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Tosefta about the animals, right? Mishnah says you can take it on Yontif, the Tosefta says you cannot. Answer it, right? Answer as follows, right? Once we're making the cases different, not the authors. Haba bibar katan, haba bibar gadol. Right, a small enclosure, the Mishnah is considered trapped, and therefore you can take it on Yontif because it's pre-trapped. The Tosefta is talking about a larger enclosure. The animal is not considered trapped. You can't take it on Yontif because then you're trapping on Yontif. Good. Hey, chidami. Now, the Gemara says, wait a minute, let's see what's a big one, what's a small one, right, an enclosure. Hey chidami bibar gadol. Hey chidami bibar. Sorry, katan. Hey chidami bibar gadol. Right. What's a small enclosure? How do you define it? And how do you define a large enclosure? So, for the answer to that question, you'll have to come back tomorrow because this concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me. Actually, not tomorrow because tomorrow is Purim. Right. So Purim is a day of festivities. Enjoy. Be mesameach. Fulfill all your mitzvos. Come back Friday morning. And we will continue learning.